avail yourself of our website. It's brand new. We've completely revamped it after 12 years, and I think you'll find it very helpful, but don't get addicted to it. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And if we can leave you with any message today, if there's anything you take from this, be still and know that He is God.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization and Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'd love to have your calls here. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because it's open lines. But somebody sent me an essay put out by Pat Buchanan. And Pat was talking about the demonstrations all across the country, dealing certainly with the tragic death of Mr. Martin and the fact he was shot by Mr. Zimmerman. But of course, so many people saying, well, a black man can't get a fair trial in America. And the president saying, why, that could have been me 35 years ago. You know, I could have been shot. But basically, of course, this was not simply a happenstance event. Basically, we know that the jury heard the evidence. They heard the evidence was presented, and six women voted to send Mr. Zimmerman free because they believed he was on the bottom. He was being attacked. His head was being pounded on the pavement. He feared for his life. He had been punched in the face. And, of course, he was bleeding on the back of his head, and he had a gun with him. And, unfortunately, he pulled it out, and he shot the gentleman who might very well have killed him. And I wouldn't wonder if you'd been on the ground, would you have done the same thing? And I think most people would have. It was an unfortunate situation, but I do not believe for one minute that Mr. Zimmerman attacked Martin. I believe Martin attacked Zimmerman. I believe he was on drugs. I believe he'd been smoking marijuana. I believe he was prone to violent acts. And this was all brought out at the trial, and the jury found him innocent. And the president and black leaders all across the country have certainly sided with the radicals. Believe me, the communists and the radicals and the Marxists are organizing blacks all across America. But what people do not understand is this whole thing is being fomented by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're the ones who fund the communist movement in America. They're the ones who fund the Marxist movement in America. They're the ones who are funding these demonstrations, all and coordinated demonstrations all across America, trying to create hatred between black and white and white and black. About 86% of the American blacks feel that that Martin was killed and that Zimmerman should have gone to jail. Fortunately, about 14% of the black could see through it, but the vast majority of the blacks really are certainly molded together as a unit because they believe the white man is out to get them. And, you know, in some respects, there's an element of truth to that, but it's not the average white man. It is the people in the Brotherhood who are actually poisoning the blacks in this country. And those of you who have never heard our talks and my interviews with Roger Masters, a professor at Dartmouth, who actually studied the effect of the fluoride that we put into the drinking water and how it impacts on blacks much differently than whites, and how many of them actually have a type of lead encephalopathy. We have 7 times more blacks in prison per capita than we have whites in prison. Almost half of the population of our major prisons is made up of blacks. And a lot of them are there because they're drinking fluoridated water, which is giving them a mild form of lead encephalopathy. And the people who are fluoridating the water know exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about that? Why doesn't everybody talk about Roger Masters and his work? We'll be back. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and it's open lines, and we'll let you talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but Let me just briefly mention that we talked about how they were poisoning the blacks in America with fluoridated drinking water. And this is the most amazing story. How could you conceal something like this? According to Roger Masters, a professor at Dartmouth, a sociologist, the largest study ever done by the Central CDC was certainly on the level of lead in the blood of children in areas where they fluoridated the drinking water. And basically they found that the fluoridated drinking water with hydrofluosilicic acid, the level of lead in the blood of white children doubled. The level of lead in the blood of Hispanic children went up four times. And the level of lead in the blood of black children went up six times. And as a result of that, of course, you could check and see what happened as far as criminal activity was concerned. And in the areas where they had certainly fluoridated drinking water, by the incidence of black crime and black imprisonment was far higher than in other areas. I mean, we're talking about dramatically higher. They know exactly what they're doing. Now, if this is true, why, of course, everybody should know about it. But you see, you wouldn't know about it because we have such tight control, largely over what the American people think. They mold our minds. They focus our attention on the Zimmerman-Martin conflict or on the new prince over there in England. They focus our attention on it. We see about these things mentioned day after day, and nobody ever mentions that the largest medical study ever done on 450,000 children, they've definitely demonstrated the fact that you dramatically raise the level of lead in the blood of black children. And in those areas, of course, you see increased criminal activity. And in the areas where they do not poison the black children with lead, and they don't get the lead encephalopathy, you don't see the prison activity. And per capita, there's seven times more blacks in prison than whites. And I believe, according to Dr. Masters, this is the reason for it. He's a sociologist. He's not a physiologist. He wasn't interested in water fluoridation. He was just interested in why there were so many blacks in prison. And today, why one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. And where was the outcry? And it's deafening in its silence. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You can verify what I'm saying on the internet. And if you can't get the verification, you can always get in touch with us, and we'll send you the articles. Vitally important. No one ever talks about it. And you're certainly not going to hear this from Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. And we've sent the message to them through blacks. Our black listeners have called in and have told me that they would get in touch. They would transmit the information. And we've never heard back. Well, right now we have Herman calling from Carmel. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. Give us a call. Hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Very well. Thank you for bringing up this topic. On the same weekend that the verdict on Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman was announced, guess what? What a coincidence. The new movie, Fruitvale Station, which is the true docu story about the unfortunate killing of Oscar Grant, a passenger in San Francisco Bay Area, who was shot and killed by white transit police. And they did the world premiere for this movie, which had obviously been in the works for some time, to coincide with this trial. And it's interesting that this last Sunday, on Sunday morning, CBS, they did a major story on the movie, Fruitvale Station, and how the acting is so excellent and it might win the best actor in the Oscars. But, you know, it is something that could very well stoke the flames of hatred. And I implore all of our listeners to really pray diligently that we will not have riots, because I believe that riots will play into the hands of those that want to create further authoritarian rule including possibly martial law.
And I think you're absolutely right, Herman. And to think it, people really don't understand. There's some articles of this today and yesterday on WorldNet Daily, Joe Ferris, excellent page. And for those of you who want information and realize, of course, that ABC, CBS, NBC, and all of our major publications are all controlled by the Brotherhood, why go to Joe Ferris' pages? Overall, I'd say he has excellent material. And but basically, he's been writing a series of articles on who is funding all of these riots, these racial riots all across the country. And he points out that it is these radical leftists, it's the communists, the Marxists, the revolutionaries here in the United States who are funding all of this effort to create racial dissent. What he doesn't bring out, of course, is this whole radical leftist movement is funded and always has been by the establishment. In fact, we have this book we've kept in print for many years. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It was written back in 1957 and 1958 by Werner Wormser, who is the counsel for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie. And what they found out is that, you know, certainly during the first half of the last century, these great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, were funding the communist movement in America and the Marxist movement in America and the revolutionary movement in America and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for his way of life. In fact, that's what certainly the man who had that committee, Congressman Reese, said. And in the forward of the book, he talked about how the great tax-exempt foundations were trying to destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life. And now you see it, certainly 60 years later, being manifest in what we're seeing. Oh, this whole Trevor Martin tragedy basically is all being suddenly manipulated and utilized. And I don't think it's just by accident that a motion picture is coming out at this time. I think this whole thing is carefully coordinated for its impact on the minds of the American people. And people have to understand that our minds are molded, our thoughts formed, our ideas suggested, largely by people we have never heard of. In fact, those are the words, certainly, written by one of the men who is responsible for this whole scenario of controlling what the American people think. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you go right ahead, Herman.
Also, I'd like to mention a book by John Whitehead. It's entitled A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State, but on the back cover it states, a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. And that was actually a quote from Edward R. Murrow. It's a very important, I think, book. A nation of sheep will get a government of wolves.
A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. Well, we have those wolves in place. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and thank you so much for calling, Herman. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what would you like to talk about? Basically, I hope you understand that we do have an invisible government. We have a small group of people who control the leadership of both parties. They have their people planted in key positions in the military, and they're monitoring everybody in our military. General Petraeus, a four-star Army general, the former commander in Iraq, former Secretary of Defense, a former director of the CIA, they were listening to his telephone calls. If they're listening to his telephone calls, and then, of course, they brought out he had an illicit sexual affair. I suspect they probably sent the woman to seduce him. This is what they do all the time. But General Petraeus, tragically, fell a victim to this woman's wiles. And basically now they had him. And basically, of course, when we got through the elections last November, and there were all sorts of irregularities, there were literally thousands of voting irregularities. And they might very well have shown that Barack Obama did not win the election, but it really didn't matter. What did they focus our attention on? They focused our attention on old General Petraeus. And we never talked about the voting irregularities. And largely the tragedy is that most people really don't understand what's going on. And somebody wrote in, said it's Trayvon Martin was his name, yes, gentleman, Trayvon Martin. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, but they certainly are monitoring every single person in America today. And that's, of course, what Edward Snowden has shown, that they have a program, because he thinks this came on just after the terrorist attack. It had been going on for a long period of time. We've been talking about it. All of us who've been analyzing this, go up on the internet and look up Project Echelon. Project Echelon. And basically, this goes back 20 or 30 years, where they've been monitoring your telephone calls and reading your emails when they became available and reading your faxes. There's nothing new about this. But, of course, they try to make Sydney. This gentleman, Sydney, Edward Snowden, he's the issue. He's a traitor to America. No, ladies and gentlemen, he is a patriot. He risked everything to try to get the American people to understand that everything is being set up for a police state in America. And the people who are in charge are violating our laws. They should be in prison. They're a subversive element. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream, which is why we have our troops in 130 nations, 1,000 military bases throughout the world, 1,000 of them, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think Mr. Snowden is a great patriot. And you should be talking about this. Do not let them dissuade you. They call him a traitor. The people who are listening to our telephone calls and are funding terrorism. We're funding terrorism in Iraq. We're funding Al-Qaeda in Syria today. Why are we funding Al-Qaeda in Syria? Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got John calling us from Spokane, and we've all got open lines. And if you'd like to talk about something, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But John is simply talking about the tragedy of Trayvon Martin and how most blacks really believe that suddenly he was killed unjustifiably. But if you look at the facts as we know them, basically, certainly there's no evidence that Zimmerman attacked Trayvon, but there is evidence that Trayvon attacked Zimmerman. And Trayvon was on top. He was pounding his head into the pavement. He had already punched him in the nose. He had him down. He had made some racist remarks, Trayvon had. And a jury of six women heard the evidence. The average person out there in the audience across America has never heard the evidence. But the jury heard the evidence, and they came to the conclusion that Zimmerman was justified in what he did. And I think we have to go along with that, because neither you or I were there. It was the same thing was true with the O.J. Simpson trial. And most black people thought he was set up. Most white people thought that he'd killed his white wife. I have a great deal of evidence about this. We have a wonderful four-tape set on O.J. Simpson. I'm absolutely certain O.J. was set up on this. But the average white person doesn't understand that. They go right along with the white people, just like the black people go with the black people. And we're being manipulated. The O.J. Simpson trial was basically used to divide black from white, just as the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case was used to divide black and white. We're constantly being manipulated, John, and we've got to be able to learn to think separately from what the media tells us. We've got to quit watching ABC, CBS, and NBC, because they're not there to bring us information. They're there to mold our minds and shape our outlook on the world and promote racism. This whole thing is designed, as you say, to promote racism. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the audience, it's open lines. Give us a call, but go ahead, John.
Well, Dr. Stan, I will reiterate a point that I made while we were on break, because I don't know if everyone was listening, but I think if one is to discuss this issue of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman openly and honestly, I think one way to do it is if you're talking with a black person about it, if you will ask them, let's suppose we interchange the two people. Let's put Trayvon Martin as the neighborhood watch person, maybe a little older, is going around trying to protect the neighborhood. Let's say George Zimmerman is younger, white Hispanic fella who jumps him. Well, you know, the whole routine, and breaks his nose and has him down pounding his head. And if Trayvon were to pull out a gun that he legally possessed, concealed carry, and were to shoot him and kill him, would you acquit Trayvon Martin? Now, if a black person says, oh, yeah, I would acquit him, well, then you need to ask them, well, why wouldn't you acquit George Zimmerman? It kind of gets them thinking along lines other than race, which is certainly the main issue when dealing with a court case. Let's be blind to race. Let's look at the issues involved in the case. And one more thought, if I may. I know you've brought up some very important issues about fluoridation of water and so on as affecting black people. But I think a factor that may even be even greater in affecting black young men sociologically and culturally is not having a father at home. Growing up in a one-parent, generally mother household, and when a young man reaches a certain age, he needs the father to sort of put the brakes on him a little bit and show him, you know, here, there are boundaries. And I heard a program the other day which a black lady was bringing out some statistics, and she said that there are three things that a black young man can do that will generally guarantee him good success in life. One, finish high school. Two, get a job. And three, get married before having children. And this was a black lady saying that if a black man will do that, he'll set himself on the path to success.
And we need more and more black people, you know, who really realize that you can make a difference. But as long as we continue poisoning their minds so that they can't think clearly, we're never going to have a solution to this problem. And nobody out there is talking about this. The scientific data is there. Go up on the internet, look up Roger Masters, water fluoridation, lead encephalopathy. You'll find what I'm telling is true. If it's true, why isn't everybody talking about it? Where's Glenn Beck? Where's Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we have John on the line from Spokane. If you're out there, like to get involved, have something you'd like to talk about, it's open lines. Give us a call.
Hi, this is George Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. It's open lines. We'd like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And maybe you'd like to talk about something else. We don't have to talk about Trayvon Martin. Always would like to know what you'd like to talk about. Are you worried about the fact that a major war is looming over there in the Middle East? And we're not really talking about that. We're simply talking about Trayvon Martin and the new Little Prince, and certainly where other baseball teams are doing as we are closing out the season, how the football teams are getting ready. And ladies and gentlemen, these are all distractions. We're not going to be talking about the major issues. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. John, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, I just had one more thing. There were some reports, and I believe you have brought this out too, Dr. Stan, that a group connected to the Justice Department, or should we call it the Injustice Department, sent people down to Florida to incite demonstration in favor of violence and that type of activity should George Zimmerman be acquitted. And this is not the function of the Justice Department, in my opinion. And if this can be shown to be true, I think heads should start rolling in the Justice Department. And this should be investigated thoroughly. It should go as far up the chain as it belongs, and heads should roll.
Well, what you're basically saying is that this whole thing is staged, that there actually were people who were sent and financed by our Justice Department to go down and try to get these riots started, these racial riots. And basically, I have no question this is going on. I think probably the communists and the others and the Marxists and the other radical extremist groups were involved. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if certainly the Justice Department or other government agencies hadn't done that. I haven't seen the proof of it, but certainly I've read about this, could very well be true. But you must understand, John, that what they want to do is turn American against American. And this is the oldest trick in the world. As long as people are worried about certainly other racial groups in our country, or maybe they're worried about the communists over in Russia or the Chinese over in China, they're never going to look at where the real problem is, and that is with the Brotherhood of Darkness right here in America, who wants to focus our attention elsewhere as they centralize ever more power in Washington, D.C., and expand their web of subversion over our nation as they listen to our telephone calls, watch us with their cameras, record dossiers that list every telephone call and email and fax that we make. And basically, they have dossiers on literally every American, but not just Americans. We're doing this all over the world as we move towards this world dictatorship. But as long as we're focusing our attention on racial differences, as long as we can focus our attention on immigration problems, as long as we can focus our attention on those wicked communists in China or the wicked Russians in Russia, why we'll never see that the real enemy is right here. Anything else you'd like to say, John?
No, that's it. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, that was John calling. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on anything you'd like to talk about. Well, I simply going to mention that my wife and I are going to go to Colorado Springs tomorrow. We're going to be at a conference there. And basically, they are bringing in 27 people or so as speakers for a 3-day conference. And I'm very flattered to be there. And certainly Chuck Missler is going to be coming in from New Zealand. And Tom Horn's going to be there, L.A. Marzilli. Certainly a number of the people, Doug Woodward, a frequent guest here. A number of the people we have as regular guests on Radio Liberty are going to be at this conference. And basically, we're going to be talking about the certainly prophetic events that are unfolding today. And we really are having prophetic events. Those people who heard our program last night with Barry Shamish pointed out that within the last 2 weeks, there have been direct attacks Israel has directly attacked at Syria on two occasions. On one occasion, they attacked a naval base, a Syrian naval base, just north of, and basically, this is north of Israel. And apparently what they did, they attacked this naval base, and they destroyed a lot of surface missiles. These are missiles that can be fired to go right a little above the level of the water, and then they can hit ships and knock them out, and because they'd be a terrible danger to Israel's navy if the terrorists were ever get their hands on that. The other attack, the second attack, was basically on a base where the Russians had brought in some S-300 missiles. These are surface-to-air missiles. They can be used to bring down airplanes. And, of course, the Israelis fear that suddenly they would not be able to use their air force either over Syria, and either Assad could use those missiles or the rebels could use the missiles, so they destroyed those. Now, these are two major attacks on Syria, and not a word, or hardly a word, in the controlled media here in America, because we have very, very tight control over the American people here, read, and see. Barry also brought out that there was an attack on Eilat this last week. Now, what is Eilat? Well, Eilat is an Israel city at the far part of the Sinai. It's basically on the north part of the Gulf of Aqaba, a branch of the Red Sea that comes up from the Persian Gulf. And basically, the missiles were lobbed in there. This is a resort city. Israelis go down there, a couple of hundred miles from Israel itself. But it's always been a very pleasant place. There's been no danger there. Here's a large city, but Eilat came under a missile attack. And that was totally blacked out. There was another attack on a resort, an Israeli resort, just south of Gaza along the Mediterranean coast. And this had come under missile attack. Basically, because the Egyptians have large numbers of troops that they moved into the Sinai in violation of the original agreement between Israel and Egypt, when, of course, Israel turned Egypt, the Sinai, over to Egypt with the idea that the Sinai area would be a buffer between Israel and Egypt, and then there were to be no troops in that area, and so that they would have this area troop-free, and so that both countries would know that they would not be attacked. Well, now, because the Egyptian military is moving large numbers of troops into the Sinai, supposedly to track down rebels there who are loyal to Morsi, who has been deposed. But, of course, this is in violation of the agreement. So this is a very, very unstable situation. There are lots of major riots on a regular basis in Turkey against the Muslim Brotherhood that controls the Turkish government. There are riots in Jordan, and certainly we know that the people in Israel are preparing for a chemical war. Certainly we know Cheryl Hancock is a regular guest here at Radio Liberty, and she'll be with us, I think, probably next week. But Cheryl was simply saying that when she was there, why everybody in Israel had to have a safe room, and you had to have a safe room for yourself or for somebody else. You and your neighbors would put one together, and you'd simply tape all of the seams with duct tape, and to be able to seal off the doors so you could go in there, and you would be safe from a chemical warfare attack or biological warfare attack. The Israelis are making their preparations because they believe there's going to be an attack very, very soon. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. It's open line, so we've got Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
Yeah. There's so much information and misinformation. I don't know what's going on. I heard today that maybe Assad is trying to make some kind of a deal with Israel. Who knows? For some kind of enclave, Alawite enclave, that would be smart move, in my opinion.
I think Assad is a fairly smart individual. By all rights, he should have retaliated against Israel for these attacks on his country, and he hasn't done that, and I think that's very, very smart. And I hope he
probably
could
got more enemies. Probably got more enemies among the Sunnis than the Israelis.
Right.
But, whether any of this is going on, I don't know what the heck happened up there in Latakia, and I don't think anybody else does. Even the Russians aren't talking about it anymore. I heard that Putin is real mad, and he's going to draw a red line. If they ever do anything like this again, he'll retaliate against Israel, and who knows? who knows what's true or not.
Well, but basically, one of the things that really bothers me, Bruce, is that the Hezbollah has about 100,000 missiles, 100,000 missiles there in Lebanon aimed at Israel. If you've ever been to Israel, it's such a small country, 100,000 missiles would wipe out that whole country. 10,000 coming in at suddenly at one time, there's no way Israel could defend against this. And without God's intervention, Israel is going to be destroyed. And basically, the only reason that Hezbollah is not attacking Israel is because their men are over there helping Assad, trying to prevent the Muslim Brotherhood, which we are backing, the Al-Qaeda rebels, which we are backing in Syria. So we're backing the rebels there. And of course, the Hezbollahs are backing Assad, as is the Russians, as are the Iraqis, as are the Iranians. And basically,
they've all got to triangulate. Each one of them has to triangulate. Actually, if you think about it, the ones in the best position would be those fat cat Saudis and the Turks. You know, the Turks have NATO power at their back if they ask for it. And there's so many idiots in our own government that kowtow to the Qataris and the Saudis with all their oil wealth. But, you know, that's what I feared when I was talking with Mr. Rubin the other day. If they eliminate Iran totally, which they might have to do, it creates a vacuum where somebody like the Turks or somebody like that, or Egypt maybe, becomes a real mega Sunni mega power and has 90% of the Arab world with them, and Israel would be in a worse position than they are now. I don't know. I had a question, or not really a question, it's a comment on the so-called fourth turning. Have you been hearing about this book by a man named Strauss and another one named Howe? They might be a couple guys you might want to interview. It's called the fourth turning. They have this theory that every 70 to 80 years, there's like a repeat of history, like in the 40s are going to become the 2020s. And you go back to the 1860s and earlier than that, the 1780s, you have a lot of war, a big international wars and terrible wars that occur in the Anglo-Saxon world. And then in the 20-year period in between there, you have economic downturns and then kind of like a 60s or a roaring 20s liberation. Or you can go back to the 1840s where you had like Edgar Allan Poe and the Romantic and the Transcendentalists. And it's like each generation, they would claim 70 to 80 years, goes through these four kind of cycles. And they claim that there's a fourth turning coming sometime between 2010 and 2020 where we're going to have a big war. It all seems like we're heading to some kind of big war. I don't know what it'll be, nuclear or Middle East that spills over to us, or a sneak attack like Dmitry Dudeman was talking about, or a civil war or what. But it just feels that way. It feels like something is building up to like what happened in World War II. You know, we're heading for something like that. And it will really clear the slate also, economically and in a lot of other ways.
Well, you see, Bruce, basically I agree with everything you're saying, except the fact that there's people are always writing books that basically we use these cycles and time cycles to explain what's going on. And basically, of course, we can point out to all the things going on today and it would have happened historically, but we always ignore the most important issue, and that is God. We have certainly a book that tells us what the future holds, and if we either the Bible is true or it's not, and basically,
well, you know, the Bible talks about cycles too. And okay. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, you know, on the Harbinger, he points to not just 2015 but also 2022 as some kind of really critical time, and that would be right around the time 2015 to 2020, somewhere in there, some kind of massive convergence of a lot of things happening.
Well, you see, in that book, why, of course, he attributes this to God. And basically what most people don't do, they don't attribute it to God. They say these are the political forces, the cultural forces, the cycles. But I believe God has a plan. I believe he knows what's going to happen. And basically, of course, we're suggesting to people that they get the book written by Bill Salus, which we do carry. It's called Psalm 83. And it goes into the background of the war that is described in Psalm 83, which is certainly not the war at all that's described in Ezekiel 38. 38 and 39 with the Battle of Armageddon. It would appear that we will probably have several wars over there. But I agree with you. I think that we're on the verge of a major cataclysmic event. After all, with Hezbollah having 100,000 missiles, and basically, Sydney, so some people say maybe it's only 50,000. Well, Barry Shamus insists it's 100,000. I don't think what anybody can say with any absolute certainty, but it's an awful lot of missiles. It's enough missiles to simply wipe out Israel, and I don't believe there is any way that Israel can possibly survive without God's intervention. That's what's so exciting, because I think we're probably going to see evidence of God's intervention in one way or another in the not-too-distant future. But go right ahead.
Well, I think everybody should prepare, though. If there's just too many, what would you call the minor prophets? Too many of our minor prophets, you know, the prophets who write their, what did Simon and Garfunkel say, they write on the subway wall, you know, in that stupid song they wrote. All kinds of little minor prophets around are just focusing somewhere around, like, between now and 2020, there's war is coming. Some kind of big war, some kind of big clearing of the slate, some violent clearing of everything. And I got that sense. I just have for the last couple of years, I felt this hair on the back of my neck standing up. You know, it's like the only way they're going to get out of all the mess that they're getting into, Europe, Russia, China, America, the Middle East, is some kind of big bloodletting is coming.
I think you're absolutely right, and it's a matter I do not think it's going to be a number of years from now or 10 years from now. I think it's going to be, there's going to be a major cataclysmic event sometime in the next year or so. I do not know when. All I know is that certainly everything points in the fact that we're moving towards very, very difficult times. And I don't think it's simply, I think whatever happens over there, a lot of people think, well, boy, Israel's going to have a problem. Oh, boy, those Arabs, and they're all going to have problems. But I do not believe that America will escape from this next cataclysmic event. I think God is going to bring his judgment on America, because America's turned their back on God.
Okay, thanks a lot. And you might think about that fourth turning. I'll research it a little bit. I've been hearing more and more about it. It's called the fourth turning.
The fourth turning. Well, God bless, Bruce. It's good to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Otherwise, we're drawing to the end of the program. But remember, it is said that they have 100,000 missiles, and that's just in Hezbollah. Now, that's in the north. Certainly, Hamas has missiles. Syria has missiles. And basically, of course, there could be a terrible, terrible, vicious attack on Israel. And without God's intervention, Israel will never survive. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. 8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927.
800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to support us and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, weekday, and certainly then a weekend program to bring the people the information they're not going to get elsewhere. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and become part of our team, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our 4 tapes or CDs of the month and our monthly newsletter. A lot of people don't even bother to take them. They listen to our programs and record them, and they get the letter off the Internet. But anything you'd like, you can certainly subscribe to the newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family. Whatever you're able to do, we'll appreciate. Now, basically, of course, if you want to really understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because there really are certainly secret organizations, secret societies out there, and we name names, tell you who these people are, and you can get this in my book. It's the best overall summary of what's going on that I know of, and basically, of course, you can always read our newsletters. It was supplemented. There's tremendous information on our newsletters. They go back over 15 years, and we recommend you get them. Many of them are in series, long series, but they will give you the background and understanding of the invisible forces, the sinister, dark and sinister spiritual forces that are guiding the course of world events today. So you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. Then, of course, we have our talk on population control, the secret agenda. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, there is a population control agenda out there, and they really do intend to kill off most of the population of our society. And why do you think the incidence of cancer has increased so dramatically here over the last 80 years? Certainly, 80 years ago, why suddenly the incidence of cancer, 2 or 3 people, 100 got cancer today. 1 in 3 men, 1 in 3 women, 1 in 2 men get cancer. This is not accidental. I believe this is very intentional. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And basically, of course, we used to have certainly one of the healthiest nations in the world. We're no longer the healthiest nation in the world. We have increasing illness among our people. And basically, that's because they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the food and they're poisoning the air. And if you haven't heard the 4-CD set on geoengineering or the DVD on geoengineering, go into how they're engineering the atmosphere. You need to get our material, and you can get the 4-CD set on geoengineering, the DVD on geoengineering, by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know about aspartame, which is in 14,000 1,000 substances which we and our children eat. And they've targeted the children. They put this in children's chewing gum and children's medicines, knowing full well that it will have a profound impact on their brain and the development of their mind and its function. But well, you have a wonderful DVD on aspartame, talk given by Benny Martini. We have a wonderful 4-CD set on the dangers of aspartame. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Is there a danger of an EMT attack, EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse? I don't know, but I will tell you there's a lot of evidence out there. And whether this is contrived or whether this is real, well, we'll have to wait and see. But I will tell you, you need to get the talk. It's a DVD on an EMP attack. You need to get the 4-CD set. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring in. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be on the views of Steve Frank. And Steve has been at this as long as I have, close to 50 years, and he actually puts out a daily email that you can get. He gets up at 3 o'clock every morning and puts this out, and it goes into the background of one or another of the issues that is facing our nation today. So we're basically going to get to Steve here in just a moment. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you doing this beautiful day in California?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're blessed to live here. This is a beautiful area, as you point out. Go right ahead, though. Tell us, we were going to talk a little bit about, certainly, of the policies, the Obama administration policies, and how they tell us that things are getting better, finances are getting better, business is getting better, and it's all a lie, but go ahead.
Well, yesterday, the president gave, of course, he used a teleprompter, he gave a 1-hour and 6-minute speech to describe how good the Americans have it, and that we are in a recovery. And then he explained how he's going to create incentives to create even more jobs than he's already done. Let me give you and your audience a quick background on what he's done for job creation in this country just this year. We're now at the tail end of July, and in the first 6 months of the year, we had over 700,000 jobs created in the United States. Not nearly enough. But when you look into that number of 700,000, you will find that 550,000 of those jobs are part-time jobs, low pay, no benefit, part-time jobs. In other words, we are not in a recovery. The nation is in a recession. It's not a depression.
Let me point out, Steve, that people really don't understand these new jobs figures. You have to have 150,000 new jobs a month to keep up with the increase in our population and people, isn't it, graduating from college or high school and going into the workforce. So we need 150,000 jobs a month. That means if we had 7 months and we had, the 700,000 jobs, while we're already behind several hundred thousand jobs, we need just to keep even. And then, of course, as Steve is pointing out, most of these jobs are part-time jobs, over 500,000 of them. It means that these are low-paying part-time jobs. So basically, the new job figures is a lie. And they put this out only to confuse the public. Most people don't know you have to have 150,000 jobs, new jobs a month, to stay even. And certainly most of the new jobs now we're getting are part-time. Go ahead.
Well, the other part of the problem is that in the long term, the spending of Americans is going to go down and the number of people employed will not go up, but will go down because of that. And all we have to do is look at Stockton, California, look at San Bernardino, California, and Detroit, Michigan. The commonality of all three of those cities is that their bankruptcies are in great part based on their pension system and that they can no longer afford to pay pensions. In Detroit, for instance, there's going to be an almost immediate cut in pensioners' checks of 30%, and by the time the bankruptcy gets going, their cut will be 90%. They'll only get 10% of their pensions. Which means these folks who are pensioners of Detroit are not going to have the money to spend on rent and food and entertainment and all. They will be cutting back dramatically.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the same thing is going to happen to Social Security and Medicare.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Steve Frank. We're simply talking about the breakdown of law and order in Chicago. And basically, last year, they lost over about 400 people. So far this year, they've already lost well over 100, almost 150 people. And basically, before the year is over, will be well over 250 people killed, certainly on the streets of Chicago. And this is simply an example of lawlessness. The police cannot keep law and order. There's tremendous corruption in the police force, and you have both the mafia, and then you have the gangs there, and you have a lot of black attacking black. It is just a totally unsustainable community, and more people are simply going to simply leave Chicago as they've left Detroit and other cities that have gone through the same cycle. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. President Obama tells us we're coming out of a recession. We're getting more jobs. Things are looking up, and he's simply not telling the truth any more than he's telling the truth about his birth certificate, any more than he's telling his truth about his draft card. He's using somebody else's draft card and somebody else's birth certificate. But President Obama has certainly come forward and talked how wonderful it is, all the new jobs that he's creating. And he's not creating jobs. But basically, as Steve pointed out, we've only had 700,000 jobs during the first 6 to 7 months of this year. Ordinarily, you need 150,000 new jobs every month simply to keep up with the increasing population and immigration and people, of course, entering the job market. And basically, most of the jobs, over 500,000 of these so-called new jobs this year, have been part-time, low-paying jobs. We're moving into a recession, and simply they're doing everything they can to conceal the truth from the American people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Frank. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, and then you have the issue of energy and the price of energy. I'm doing a story in tomorrow's California Political News and Views. In the last 2 months, in the state of California, the cost of energy, wholesale energy sold by suppliers to the energy companies like Southern California Edison or PG&E, has gone up 59% in the last 2 months. And, of course, as the cost of energy goes up, people pay that, which means they have less money for entertainment, for travel, for independent expenditures, rather than being forced to pay for higher energy costs. And again, this cuts jobs. We also have, at the same time, California pension system has announced that they're going to raise the contribution rate by 50% to local government agencies, which means local government agencies, instead of fixing potholes, having more police, having more firefighters, doing the basic work of government, will not have those people online to do that. Instead, they're just going to be paying for the pension system. The city of Los Angeles and the city of San Francisco both pay currently approximately 23% of the general tax revenues just to the pension system, and now we know that's going up by 50%. So we're in deep trouble, and every economic sign shows that not only aren't we in a recovery, but because of government action, we're going to be in a deeper recession.
And I certainly share your concern. Well, basically, Sydney, the average individual really doesn't understand. They think something's wrong, but well, they keep telling us how things are getting better, all these new jobs, and yet, of course, certainly we're seeing basically more and more people being laid off all across this country. And basically, they tell us the housing market's doing fine, but suddenly the housing market has been up in the past, but seems to be slowing down now. Suddenly, they're selling a lot of cars, but they're selling them and they're not making any money on them, having to actually discount them so much to sell them that General Motors and certainly our major automotive companies are simply not making a profit. And basically, of course, the price of the products is going up. We are in an inflationary spiral, and I don't care what they say. About certainly we have a 1 or 2% inflation. All you need to do is go to the store and look and see what's happening to the price of meat and of milk and certainly of fruits and vegetables. They're just skyrocketing. I can't believe the prices they're getting. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, as I've mentioned on your show before, my one relaxation in life is going grocery shopping. And I try to go grocery shopping every day. I really enjoy grocery shopping. And when you're paying a minimum of $1.29 a pound for chicken, when it's not on sale, you can understand when a chicken should be around 59, 69 cents. The cost of cheese has gone up 20% in the last year. The cost of bread has gone out of sight. Milk has gone up. So we're spending more for the basics, and we're getting less out of life. And that's why when President Obama talks about the recovery, it's obvious he has no idea what the real people are doing and how real people are living. Here in California, the cost of education at the college level has gone up more than 30% in the last 5 years for the UC system and the state college system. The tuition has just skyrocketed, which means students are taking out more loans, which means that when they do graduate, if they graduate, they have tremendous debt, and they'll be paying for it for 30 to 50 years to get rid of that debt. And that's money that won't be spent on the economy. It's just to repay a loan for an education where they're going to get a part-time job.
And basically, of course, what the tragedy is, we're talking about almost $1 trillion in college educations out there, debt for college education. As students, the young people going out into life are $1 trillion behind, and they're going to have to pay that. And now they're even talking about raising the interest rates on those loans. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Frank. We're talking about this phony economic recovery. And President Obama is not being objective and not being honest with the American people. Let's go to Bob, who's calling from Albany, New York. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan, and say hi to your guest as well. Something today in a magazine, a motorcycle magazine I have, is Florida is going to try to opt out of this 10% ethanol because the ethanol has been problematic with small engine carburation and everything else. So they're trying to get something passed in Florida, but a lot of government people were penalized states that they didn't use the 10% ethanol. And the other thing, when you mentioned about the economy with people buying more cars and stuff, a lot of this electronic car stuff, they're finding out they're having problems with that. And then I read somewhere else, not today, but a short time ago, that they're penalizing people that buy these electric cars one way or another. And then if they go put up these different type of recharging stations, the public has to pay for that. And that's, to me, just another issue for everybody absorbing somebody else's bill.
Well, I certainly concur with you as far as the ethanol is concerned. Basically, the legislation has already been written that they're going to keep increasing the amount of ethanol in the gasoline, and it creates all sorts of problems as far as the engines are concerned, and it burns out the engines. So why are they doing it? Well, of course, the people who produce wheat want to certainly they use up that wheat. They have too much wheat, so they want to convert it into ethanol, and it's the worst thing for our cars. What we ought to do is get the government certainly out of the business of determining how you would mix gasoline and let that to be done by our companies. Though we certainly would want to sell us a good product rather than trying to buy the votes of the wheat farmers. What are your thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, the EPA is trying to get us to have a 15% mixture, not just a 10%. And there are places in this country that already have a 15% mixture. And not only is it bad for our cars, it increases the price of the gasoline, but it also increases the cost of food. We have, believe it or not, in this country, a corn shortage. And we have to import corn because we don't have enough corn, because a lot of the corn that's grown, instead of being used for feedstock for animals, it is now being used for ethanol, which is one of the reasons that, as you said before, the cost of beef is up, because the cost of foodstuff for the cows and the are up. And that's because of ethanol as a policy. I have no problem with ethanol if people want to use it, but that should be voluntary. It shouldn't be mandated. And people should have a choice of paying for high-priced, engine-killing ethanol or to have a good, solid gasoline engine. Bob from Albany is correct. Here in California, we're spending close to $1 billion to create, at the taxpayer expense, recharging stations around the state, but also hydrogen recharging stations, 100 of them around the state. And Bob, if you want to buy a hydrogen car, I'm sure you probably would like to drive one. You could get one on a deal in California for $1 million. That's what they cost. So the extremely rich are getting the taxpayers to create a gas station set up so they can get free fuel for the million-dollar cars at your expense and mine.
We live in a world gone mad. Bob, anything else you wanted to say?
The way they got it set up, I believe one time, you had said, it might have been a month ago, that the government, they mandate the farmers so much corn has to be allocated for that 10% ethanol. Is that correct?
Well, there's something of that sort. But basically, of course, the government has no right to be doing this sort of thing. But where in the Constitution do they have this right? Well, most of what they're doing back in Washington, D.C. is treasonous. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. It's open lines.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Steve is simply talking about some of the problems inherent in the modern day educational system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go ahead and pick, Steve, and pick up the story.
Well, there are so many ways in education that they can save money. For instance, the holy grail of the teachers union is smaller class size, and they've told the parents your kids aren't getting a good education unless you have a class size of under 20, when in fact all studies show that there's no difference in the quality of education whether a teacher has 20 in the classroom or 35 in a classroom. What the teachers union want is more teachers, which means they get more money from dues. They're not interested in education of the children. They're just interested in the dues money, which then gives them political power by buying legislators. And in that way, they continue to keep artificially low classroom size when a larger classroom may indeed be better for the kids. And the lower size is not proven to be helpful to the kids.
Well, you know, another thing that really bothers me is that the whole educational system is certainly a terrible waste of money. Basically, I believe in education, but basically half of the budget of the state of California, almost half of it, goes into education. And our kids are coming out, and most of them, you know, certainly are not educated. We compare our children graduating from college, probably graduating from high school in California, with kids in Lithuania and Latvia, and we can't even hold a candle to them. We're down at the very bottom of the list. Our kids are not getting a good education in certainly the schools in California today, and yet we're wasting almost half of the entire income of this state on education. I think this is criminal.
Well, it is so criminal that for the last 5 years, the Oakland schools have been run by the state. And last year, a survey was done, and 60% of the graduates of the Oakland schools run by the state of California, 60% were functionally illiterate, even though they got a diploma. And that's the type of education they're receiving. And, of course, how can you get a good education when you have illegal aliens in your classroom and classes are being taught in both English and Spanish, and you're an English-speaking person, and you're losing half of your class time so that people who are here illegally are able to get some sort of education, but they'll drop out anyway and move around. We're harming our kids who deserve a quality education, And we've created a system where it is a union, not the teachers, that determine what goes on inside the classroom. We just have troubles in this state and in this country.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we started out certainly talking about how Barack Obama says the economy is getting better, but we're coming out of the recession, and it's just not true. And basically, the whole world is slipping into a recession. There are terrible times over in Europe. Basically, the Federal Reserve is taking trillions of dollars and disseminating it to the banks over there to try to keep the system alive a little bit longer. But nothing seems to be working, that we're heading into a major financial catastrophe, both here and throughout the rest of the world. The Chinese economy is really slowing down tremendously. This is true with Japan, although right now, of course, they're trying to inflate their currency to destroy the value of their currency. They can get their goods suddenly prices down so they'll be more competitive in the world, but you can't keep doing that indefinitely. So the whole world situation is suddenly deteriorating, and Barack Obama is not being objective with the American people, but he has the full help and support of the controlled media, and the media certainly is covering up certainly so much. And when they tell you about, oh, we had 150,000 new jobs in our state in the United States last month, they don't tell you you have to have 150,000 jobs just to keep up with certainly all the new people coming into the market. 150,000 jobs is essentially no new jobs, and so many of these are low-paying. And basically, more and more of our people are having more and more in the way of financial problems. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest today is Steve Frank. We're talking about the tragic situation as it's developing in America and the economic contraction we're seeing. And certainly, basically, of course, America is not only financially bankrupt, America is morally bankrupt, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if there's something you'd like to talk about. And we'll be back here in just a moment with Steve Frank. Looking forward to your calls. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Frank. We're talking about certainly the situation as far as the economy here in the United States is concerned, and the fact that they're simply lying to you when they tell you that things are getting better when they're not. Well, Steve, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and certainly your organization, and how they could get a regular emails publication from you on a daily basis?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I publish the California Political News and Views at 3 a.m. every morning, and it's automatically sent to you. All you have to do is go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. On the right side of the website, you can sign up for our alerts. Those are the newsletters. It's free of charge. We do 10 stories every day, stories that the mainstream media either misses or misleads, and we give a conservative spin to it so people can understand what it truly means and what the ramifications are of government action. That's capoliticalnews.com.
Or capoliticalnews.com, and you'll actually send that out without charge to people, anybody who subscribes?
Anybody, anywhere in the country, or even in Canada. We have subscribers in India, Pakistan, England, and a lot of folks in Canada.
And Steve does a great job with that. Well, let's go to Herman calling us from Carmel. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Herman, does you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I find Frank's interviews very interesting, have for some time, but I only recently subscribed, and it is free. It comes in daily in my inbox, and I've started forwarding things to friends. And so I encourage listeners to do the same. It'll take you just a few minutes to sign up for the newsletter, and then you will find fascinating articles, and it'll keep you abreast of what they're doing to us. And then, you know, do others a favor and forward to them, tell them about it. But I'd like to ask you, Steve, if we should ever have a massive earthquake in California, given the financial state of our cities, counties, and the state, how on earth will we ever pay for to rebuild? Or do you have you ever thought of that scenario?
Well, I remember the 1994 earthquake that hit the Northridge, San Fernando Valley area and tore up bridges and freeways and streets. And somehow we were able to get it all fixed. And the way we fixed it was that Governor Pete Wilson declared an emergency, waived all the environmental rules, waived all the union rules, allowed contracts to be let immediately to fix the roads and the freeways, and with an incentive that for every day less than it should take to fix the road, if the road was fixed 10 days less, they would get a bonus. If it's 20 days less, they get a bigger bonus. And we actually saved money on that, and we could do that again.
But I would suggest, instead of having to wait for an earthquake, let's just declare the emergency now so we could save our money. We're paying 15 to 25% extra for every mile of road that's being built. The Bay Bridge in the Bay Area is costing $3 billion a mile to be fixed. $3 billion a mile. And let me give you a way to compare that. When the bridge was built, the whole bridge, it only cost $1.2 billion to build it. And now it's costing $3 billion a mile to fix it. But the bigger question that you ask, Herman, can we afford that type of an earthquake? No, because we are already at our limits of bonded indebtedness. We already have $127 billion worth of deficits in the state. I can't imagine anybody wanting to bond to fix the needs of this state if we have a catastrophic earthquake. And those of us who live in California know that we're only a moment away from that. And they've been telling us for years that we're going to have one bigger than the one that hit San Francisco during the World Series. I think that was 1987 or 89, or the one that hit the San Fernando Valley in 94. So we have to be prepared, but financially we're not.
And I think the biggest thing, Herman, is the fact that certainly California, as with so many of our states, is living on borrowed money. And instead of actually paying our debts, raising our taxes, paying our debts, why, of course, we just keep borrowing more and more and more money. And right now, of course, the interest rates are quite low. You can borrow money very cheaply, but the interest rates are going to start going up. It's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, when that happens, why, we're not going to be able to borrow money. We're not going to be able to pay the interest on the money that we already have out there, and we're simply going to have to default on everything, as is happening in Detroit today, and is going to happen increasingly in communities all across America. So basically, Stephen, what actually happened up there in Stockton? Did they actually go bankrupt? What did they do?
Oh, yes. They filed bankruptcy. The court accepted the fact that they're bankrupt, and they're trying to work their way out of it. The problem is, the way they're working themselves out of it, they're not doing away with any of the sweetheart union deals. So when they get out of bankruptcy, they're going to have the same financial problems they had to begin with. And, of course, the city still has a lot of debt. And, in fact, the FBI now is investigating the mayor of Stockton. They won't say why, but there's an open FBI investigation of the mayor of Stockton. Their pension system, or the money they had to pay to CalPERS, was just too much for them, and they couldn't pay their bonds. So they defaulted on three separate bonds. One was for a parking lot, one was for a new city hall, and another was for some entertainment center that the city decided to build, as if that was the role of government, to build parking lots and entertainment centers.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to ask, Herman?
Well, Frank, what would we tell people who say, well, look, don't worry about it. Washington will bail us out. Washington bailed out the folks after the hurricane in New York and New Jersey, and look, they're all back in business, so don't worry about it. Washington will bail us out.
Well, the hurricane down in New Orleans, the hurricane in New York, these things were minor in comparison to the over $500 billion unfunded liability of CalPERS here in California. Illinois, on a per capita basis, their pension system is worse off than ours, and Connecticut is worse off than ours. So if the federal government was to help California, they would have to help out all these other states that also have pension system problems, and there's not enough money even in Washington, even in Barack Obama's Washington, to be able to take care of just the pension crisis that we're about to face in this country. And that doesn't leave any money for the healthcare crisis that is that has occurred in this country and will explode on January 1st if Obamacare is not repealed. So no, the federal government can wish all they want, but if Senator Boxer and Feinstein ask for money to bail out California, the U.S. senators from Illinois and Connecticut and the other states are going to ask for money for their state as well, and there's just not enough money for that at all. The best thing that can happen is a total collapse and rebuild. When the Soviet Union fell, their economy was decimated, and they brought in a gentleman by the name of the new Russian government, brought in a gentleman by the name of Jeffrey Sachs from Harvard. He is an economist, and he suggested what the Russian government needed is what they call a cold shower, ending of subsidies, ending of a lot of regulations, forcing businesses into bankruptcy if they couldn't pay their bills. And indeed, the Russian economy has rejuvenated itself with a lot of free market ideas, lower tax rates. While Obama is raising taxes here in the U.S., the Russians are getting lower taxes, and they're communists, and we're not, but they pay lower taxes. And so the best way to solve the problem is a cold shower and force businesses to close so they can reopen in a responsible manner, not dependent on government.
And of course, the biggest thing is you cannot run either your businesses or your government on debt, because later you get to the point you can't pay your debts. And right now, there's no way that the American federal government is ever going to be able to pay off the massive debts that we have. If you really look at the debt we have as far as Social Security and Medicare, then you use the general accepted accounting principles, the so-called GAAP principles, that every corporation in America must use by law. Why, the real debt here in Washington, D.C. is about $86 trillion. It will never be paid off. They know that. They're simply lying to the American people. If they took all the money that was made by our corporations and everybody who made over $50,000, their entire income, you still would not have enough money to pay off suddenly all of the obligations that are being built up every single year, basically. If you take in the money that we certainly should be putting aside to pay off for Medicare and Social Security and food stamps, why, if we took all the money that everybody made, and it would only come to about $5.5 trillion, and the debt we're accruing is about $6.5 trillion. There's no way we could pay it off. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Herman?
Well, Steve, do you feel then that the government will simply inflate our currency to basically pay off all these debts with worthless money?
What do you think that? Do you think they're going to go into an inflationary spiral, Steve? Do they have any other alternative?
I don't think they have another alternative except for an honest one and allow a cold shower to occur. On January 1st, 2014, for the first time ever, government pension systems are going to have to give an honest accounting of their unfunded liabilities. And here in California, that $525 billion unfunded liability of CalPERS actually will triple to $1.575 trillion of unfunded liabilities just for that one pension system. And so that's just totally unsustainable. 2014 is not going to be a good year economically for this country for a variety of reasons, and it could become a perfect storm to create a depression.
Okay, Herman, thanks. And we're going to go to the next caller, who's Ron, calling from Washington State. Hi, Ron, how are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan, and reading where Janet Napolitano is taking over the head of the University of California system.
Heaven help the University of California. This is a woman is a menace, and I think it's going to be a disaster. But then, of course, I wrote off the University of California a long time ago. Go right ahead.
Well, that's true. However, they're still graduating globalists, socialists, and ignoramuses. And they will be going into leadership positions with the gimme, gimme, gimme mentality, with no sense of moral values, with no sense of the history and the of our country or anything about civics. Their political science professors are absolutely outrageous. They don't know anything about the Constitution, Declaration of Independence that they should be teaching. Most of them should be fired. Yet all people are going to do, hey, I'm for education, I'll throw money at it. They don't need that. They need some accountability.
Amen to that. What are your thoughts, Steve?
Well, just think of the qualifications that Janet Napolitano brings to the job as president of the University of California system. She has no background in education. This is a woman who is a role model as president of the UC system, who has shown as Secretary of Homeland Security that she refuses to obey the law. She refuses to enforce the law. She refuses to deport illegal aliens. This is a woman that was part of the spying on the American people and the people of the world through the NSA tragedy, and it is a tragedy. And this is a woman who you can't trust your private phone number with, much less your private information. This is a woman who will turn it over to the federal government. She's a political hack who's being put in charge of the UC system, which shows you what Governor Brown and the Board of Regents think of the quality of the UC system, putting a political hack in charge of it. And I might note that the vice chair of the Board of Regents of the state of California UC system is a gentleman by the name of Richard Blum. Richard Blum's wife is Dianne Feinstein, and they are arguably the most ethically challenged couple in Washington, D.C. And having him on the Board of Regents is another example of political hacks and corruption of the system.
I agree with you. Anything else you'd like to say, Ron?
Well, if you have proper education, you have the basics to read, to write, to compute, and to learn civics, what government is supposed to do and where it gets its authority from. And they don't teach that. In fact, they teach the opposite. Something has to be done.
Well, basically, of course, what we need to do is try to get people to understand the background of our Constitution, the fact that we are not a democracy, and the fact that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is illegal, the fact that the subversive element financed by our great tax-exempt foundations and corporations is in total working control, the fact that they rig elections, they steal votes, and basically that the reality of the American people is distorted by a media that is totally controlled. And basically, there are all sorts of things going on that you will never hear about as any in our society. A perfect example. But when the King family, Martin Luther King's family, paid to get a trial, where they put a man who was involved in the murder of Martin Luther King on trial, and the jury came up and the judge came up with the conclusion the federal government was involved. We have a 4-CD set, on this. And yet not a word of it in the controlled media. They can control what the American people hear and read and see. That's why such an independent source of information like Steve Frank's communications are so important. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, and that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically I hope you want to get the emails that Steve puts out. CA politicalnews.com, CAPoliticalNews.com, and Sydney, Steve does an excellent job of getting information out. It's a free email. You'll get it on a daily basis, and you'll be up to date on what's going on here in the state of California. Well, I hope you enjoy our programs. We do this 5 hours a day, as you know, and you can listen to our programs at least 4 hours a day at our website, which is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And we want you to get other people to listen to our programs. And basically, a lot of people say, well, I think that guy's crazy, you know, I don't want to listen to him. But get them to listen for a while. It takes a while before people begin to understand that most of what they have learned in college, most of what they've learned in school, most of what they hear on television just isn't true. To get them to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, to get them to understand the subversive group that controls our government today. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have probably between 60 and 100,000 copies of the book out across America. We need you to help us get more out. You can get them at discounted prices if you're buying more of them. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get the book, read it, and then get other people reading the book, or let them borrow your book. But get them to understand that there are secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are secret societies. There are secret temples out there, the secret emblems all over. Basically, so you can go to the Elberton, Georgia, and see the Georgia Stonehenge there, the American Stonehenge. Go up to New Hampshire, there's a American Stonehenge there. Why don't we ever hear about them? Because they don't want to, because they control the media. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, by Professor Ben Bagdikian. The New Media Monopoly. And basically, simply goes into how the media is controlled. Of course, Professor Bagdikian, who writes the book, is a left-winger, so he thinks the right-wing has the media. It controls the media. The people on the right think the left wing controls the media. And they're all wrong because, of course, it's the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls the media and largely determines what the American people hear, read, see, and ultimately what they believe. Well, your job is to get involved and get educated. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the covert agenda, or certainly on the New World Order. We have a wonderful talk on the New World Order. We'd like to hear my interview with Sydney Ambassador Earl T. Smith, an American billionaire, who is actually the American ambassador to Cuba. When we install Fidel Castro, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. He didn't have the support of the Cuban people. We installed this ruthless murderer there because we wanted to have an enemy to distract the American people from what was really going on here at home. So you create an enemy and then you focus people's attention on the wicked Fidel Castro. You run a phony Bay of Pigs attack, and basically the Bay of Pigs attack was phony. It was never intended to be successful. We talked to the people who were actually there, and of course it was simply staged. They sent them in there to die, just like they left our people on the USS Liberty, the intelligence gathering ship that was attacked by the Israelis in 1967, with the idea that it would be sunk and everybody on board would be killed, and then we could justify going to war with Egypt. We have a wonderful 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. We have a wonderful 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King. We have a wonderful 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And the information you'll never get through the controlled media. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival. If you can join the Radio Liberty family supporters, we can sure use your financial help. But if not, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
It is Wednesday, and we thank you very much for joining us today. It's always an education. It's always an education when we take a glimpse at the truth. We try to dispel the agenda, push it aside, and get to what the meat of the matter is.